You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Acts chapter 8, verse 18 to 22. And when Simon saw that through laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that on whomever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost." But Peter said unto him, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent therefore of this thy wickedness, and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven thee." I'm sure you are probably familiar with this story. I just want to highlight something in verse 21 and 22. Peter recognized that the problem is always the problem of the heart. He said, "For your heart is not right in the sight of God." What God is looking at is our heart, the posture of our heart before God. And notice this is New Testament. The posture of our heart before God. It says your heart is not right in the sight of God. In the sight of men, you may look right. You may look like you are asking for power, for ministry. But in the sight of God, it is because of money. It is because you want to be famous. It is because you want people to celebrate you. You want to show some people that you too, you carry power. So in the sight of men, you may look like a honorable man. In the sight of God, you could be an adulterer. What is the condition of your heart? And then in verse 22, you see, when he asked him to repent, he said, "Repent therefore of this wickedness and pray God, if perhaps the thought of thy heart may be forgiven." It means that we sin in our thoughts. We sin in our thoughts. Now, don't get this wrong. It is possible that Satan can put a thought in your heart and then later accuse you of thinking wrongful thoughts. However, even when we want to sin, it is still in the heart. Jesus said, "What defiles a man is not what he eats. It is what comes out of his heart that defiles a person." So what you need to guard against is not how we see you, it is how God sees you. Do you know it really doesn't matter what people think of me? What matters is what God thinks of me. What posture do I maintain before God? If my heart is right before God, it will not matter how human being perceives me, as long as my heart is right before God. Is your heart right before God? Only you can tell us this, because we don't know. We don't know your heart. We don't know what you are thinking. You know, sometimes you hear some incident and you are like, "How can that brother do that thing? How can a sister do such a thing?" It's because their heart wasn't right before God. That's where you need to guard, not your action. Your action is a reflection of your heart. Even when your action is deceitful, it is still a reflection of who you are. It is still a reflection of the condition of your heart. So sometimes you need to ask God to also forgive you of the thought of your heart. Sometimes you have planned some evil, but it is still in your heart. You have said in your heart, "I will not cook his food again. This is a useless man. I will not cook his food again." But on the outside, you may be in fellowship, you may carry him and be singing, "Channels only, blessed master, but with all thy wonders power." But in your heart, you are against your husband. You are already fighting him in your heart. Or you are against your wife, and you can be on the pulpit preaching, but you have just finished abusing your wife. You see, it doesn't matter how we see you. What matters is how God sees you. What is the posture of your heart before God my brothers and my sisters. That is what will matter in the end. Let there be no hypocrisy, deception, evil, lust in your heart. The blood of Jesus is available to wash you clean from every sinful thought today if you call upon his name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.